Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
So Barbara Friedman is our online guru. She looks at all things trending. Barbara, very good morning to you. And after two mass shootings in the United States this weekend, hashtag Massacre Mitch and hashtag Trump's Terrorists has hit the top of the Twitter trends. A Senate Majority Leader, that's Mitch McConnell, and Donald Trump come under attack for blocking gun legislation. This is along with another hashtag, white supremacist terrorism.
Yeah, and the hashtags continue. I mean, there's hashtag El Paso shooting, hashtag Dayton. But, you know, I kind of almost didn't know which ones to pick. But I think I'm not going to get into all the details because I'll be here, you know, for too long this morning. But just suffice to say that the two shootings have left at least 29 dead, 53 injured. The one shooting in El Paso was by a white 21-year-old who drove 6 hours to the border town to carry out this at the Walmart store, which was full of thousands of people shopping. And, you know, just this complete – I don't even know where to begin, actually, to talk about this, but it's yet another clearly racist, white supremacist alleged shooting. And, you know, there were also pictures of Donald Trump at his golf estate on that day. You know, he attended someone's wedding there, and people were just saying, you know, how inappropriate. I mean, hundreds of, you know, people are injured, people are dead. The gun legislation issue is enormous, and people are now just kind of really going out on social media and trying to call for you know, these semi-assault rifles to be banned. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that you can walk into a shop and buy one in America.
Well, we do this. We have these debates year in and year out. So,
Year in and year out. Now,
another hashtag that's certainly made it onto our local Twitter trends, hashtag Ramaphosa leaks began trending as reports of emails.
Right.
I wonder who leaked those emails, by the way. Showed that he knew who funded his 2017 ANC presidential campaign.
Right, again, I'm not going to go into all the details about this. I think people must go to the News 24 story and read all the details. But again, yes, we've been talking about politics, you know, right from the get-go this morning. It is, as you were saying in your intro, I mean, the ramifications of this, you know, the worst ramifications are just hard to even face.
Yeah.
And in a way, analysts are now saying, given what these leaks, given all of this, you know, how do we as South Africans respond and deal with this so that those factions don't actually leverage this to get Ramaphosa out of the presidency?
That's all I can say to that. And as we move on to the final one, a Facebook post about a jogger attacked yesterday on the catwalk between Cork Bay and St. James. And that's been shared thousands of times.
Yeah, so again, yes, we know there is crime everywhere in Cape Town, and there is so much crime in many of the poorer areas that we know doesn't always make it onto the front page. But, you know, within 15 minutes, this area, I mean, all communities walk along that catwalk. I actually have walked there many times, and it's very well used between St. James and Musenberg. And it was a horrible thing to see. I mean, the pictures weren't great. There was one of, although the jogger is okay, relatively okay. Yeah. You know, there's a picture of the blood sort of on the path, and it just was not like to see that at all. A citizen arrest was made. This jogger was hit with a rock. It was seemed to be a robbery, and a citizen arrest was made, and the victim has identified positively the person that was arrested as her attacker. But it is amazing that, in fact, the citizens actually jumped in and actually grabbed this 35-year-old suspect after the jogger was attacked yesterday afternoon. And as I said, within minutes, it was being shared far and wide.
Thank you very much for that. I still will also not tell people it's okay to hike in Table Mountain National Park, not with a good conscience at least. But thank you so much for that.